Boker Tov, world. Today's daf in Masechet Zivachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Irak Kadesh, is daf Mem Dalet, and we're holding on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and the last thing that we learned was the amazing statement that, you know, anybody who'd never heard the Pirush of the Lashon we have is Rabbi Zairi, of Zairi in a Braita, that Braita is not well explained. So yesterday we heard Rav Yitzchok Bar Avadimi's brilliant exposition of the Pasuk, and that was part of what Ravat said, you got to hear this, guys. And so we heard that. But we didn't hear the part about the Braita. So what part was that? And that is where we got up to, which was the Matnita. That is about five lines down from the middle of the big lines. So the Matnita that I'm referring to, and this is on Amud Beis, of course, the Matnita that I'm referring to is as follows. Now, I'll tell you, I think it's well worth it. Before we learn this Braita, which is a little bit confusing, but it actually makes good sense, let's take a look at the Parsha itself. If you could take out your Chumashim and take a look in Emor, in Vayikra Chav Beit. Let's take a look at the Parsha of the Dinim of Tuma that we have over there. So right at the beginning of Chav Beit, in the middle of Emor here, It's between Sheni and Shlishi. Vayetaber Adonai Moshe Lemor, Taber al Aharon ve'al banav v'yinazru mikodshei b'nei Yisrael, v'lo yechalalu et shem kadshi asher makdishim li, ani Adonai. Okay, so this is some type of being very careful with the kachim, because there's things that you could do that will cause them to be mechulal. And here's what to tell them. Emor alayhem l'dorotechem, anybody, Kolisha sheyikrav mikol zarachem haKadashim, asher yakdishu b'nei Yisrael Adonai v'tumato alav. If this guy is going to, now it turns out that even though the pasuk doesn't seem to be talking about eating, but Chazal or Mefarish, as you could see even in Rashi here, that the meaning asher yikrav mikol zarachem is to eat. So anybody who eats kachim v'tumato alav, v'nichrata nefesh ahim lefanai, ani Adonai. Ish ish mizera aharon vuhutsarua ozav bekadashim lo yochal ad asher yitar vahanogea bechol tmei nefesh o ish asher tetze mimeno shichlazera o ish asher yiga bechol sheretz asher yitmalo o vaadam asher yitmalo lechol tumatot. Let's take a look at this. It mentions here every single type of tuma, from the most chomur, because the ba'adam asher yitmalo is talking about a mace. So, in other words, we're going all the way up to mace, and we're going all the way down to ish asher yiga b'sheretz, or anybody that's just on the most basic level of tuma, shetetze mimeno shechlazera. So we have the full gamut of the tuma. And let's see what type of things we're talking about, because it says b'kodashim. Now, kodashim has got a lot of different pirushim. Kodashim means actually kodashim is be'ach. And I could be referring to the Kohanim that are eating the chelik of the Kohanim of Kodshei Kodshim, or it could be referring to Truma, or it could be referring to Maaser Sheni. Let's take a look at what it's referring to. We'll see that actually every single one of those is covered here. So what does it say in Posik Vov? Nefesh asher tigabo v'tam'at ha'arev v'lo yochal min ha'kodashim ki imrachatz b'soro b'mayim. Now, what does it say over here? Don't eat Kodesh unless you went to the mikveh. Going to the mikveh is enough to eat Kodesh? What happened to Harav Shemesh? Well, Harav Shemesh is the next pasuk, right? Uba Shemesh v'taher. Aha, no, because then it says, v'achar yuchal min ha-kodashim. I don't understand. Why did you say, don't eat kodashim unless you washed your besaro b'mayim, which is going to the mikveh, and then it's got another list of kodashim that you need to be above Hashemesh v'taher, you see? So there really are two completely different dinim over here. One of them is referring to kodashim, which you can actually just go to the mikveh, not have to worry about Harav Shemesh. And that is Maaser Sheni, because that indeed is the halacha of Maaser Sheni. You could just go to the mikveh, and you do not need Harif Shemesh in order to eat Maaser Sheni. Fine, great. That's Achilas Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, and there's no din of requiring Harif Shemesh. The next pasuk, Uba Hashemesh V'Taher, you remember that pasuk. That's the pasuk that we start Shas with, right? Back in Brochas, Tav Beis. And that is a reference to Bishah Shakanim Nichvasim Lechol B'Trumatam, and that is actually Harif Shemesh, but that's a different tumah. So now we're talking about all the way from the Kachim at the beginning, which is Kachim Amish. We're talking about all the way at the bottom, which is Harif Meiser without Harif Shemesh, Meiser Sheni, and we're talking about Truma. Now, the two psukim that are put together over here is Truma and Meiser Sheni, and they come in the context of don't do it. Lo yochal, ad asher yitar. That's how it started. Now, that is a lav. The thing is, though, that in the parsha of Truma, it says that if you eat Truma betuma, umeitu bo ki yichalalu. There's a chiyuv of mita bidei shamayim, which does not appear by Meiser. So let's get this very clear. Halacha l'maisa, a person who eats truma, betumas haguf, and it doesn't matter whether that tumas haguf is a light tumas haguf, meaning he's only tame ad ha'erev, he's only became tame from an avatuma, that the din by truma is, even though it's a light tuma, it's a chomur onesh, and that is that he would be chayav misa bidei shamayim. When it comes to Meiser Sheni, Achilas Meiser B'Yerushalayim, even if it's a Tuma Chamura, meaning it's Tuma's Meis, and he's Tomei for 7 days, and he needs the Zrika, the Paraduma, and so on, makes no difference. It never says that there's a Chiyav of Misa or of Chorus. It simply says not to. Don't eat. So that means, to sum up the halachas, it's very simple. No matter what level of tumah you're at, if you eat a low level of kedusha, or whether you eat the low level of kedusha with a high level of tumah, makes no difference. You're not chayav misa bidei shamayim. On the other hand, the higher level of kedusha, which is truma, you require more tefillah in the sense that you require harif shemesh. And if you eat it, whether it's a chomer tumah like tumas meis, or a light tuma, like tuma sheretz, you are chayev misa bidei shamayim. Now, once those two halachas are clear, we won't have any kind of problem in understanding this braita and to see the genius of Ze'iri's brilliant explanation of the braita. So, D'Tanya, let's take a...
Here's the mikvah. Rebbe, here's the mikvah that was used in the time in the base of Mikdash for being mitar oneself for eating tuma or kachin. And here's another one from Bayit Sheni.
That's great. Could you also please show us the Shemesh that was in use for the Harif Shemesh there? I know that you've probably got something like that to show us, if you don't mind.
I think Shlomo Messiah, the one that the Bracha must have it. It's not here.
What? Barnea, your show and tell today is desperately lacking. I mean, how are we supposed to understand the sugya if we can't see the sun that they used?
I know it's from the Merv system, yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know if we should thank you for a half of a show and tell. I'm not really sure, but I know you're trying your best. So thank you. All right. So getting back to the sugya after that very illuminating interruption. So now let's take a look at the Braita. The Tanya. Im ne'emru kalot, lama ne'emru chamurot. Im ne'emar chamurot, lama ne'emar kalot. Now, this is a little bit opaque. If it says the heavy-duty stuff, why does it say the lesser chomur? Why does it say the light stuff? And it's giving us the light stuff, why does it say the heavy stuff? Now, you immediately understand that light and heavy in this context has two different understandings. Light could be a reference to the tumah. Light tuma is tuma sheretz, heavy tuma is tuma's meis, right? It mentions both of them, so maybe that's what it's asking. Or light and heavy could be in terms of the chumrah of what you're eating. The light is Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, which does not require Harav Shemesh, and the heavy duty is Truma, which does require Harav Shemesh. So it's not very clear what the Braita is saying. If it says the light stuff, why does it say the heavy stuff? And if it says the heavy stuff, why does it say the light stuff? Okay, so the Braita explains. I'll tell you why. Because im ne'emar, the kalot v'lo chamorot, suppose it only would have said the light stuff. I would have said, well, maybe on the light stuff, you're chayav alav, but on the chomer stuff, you're chayav misa. That's why it has to tell you the heavy stuff to make sure that you don't make that mistake and that you should know that the heavy stuff is also not chayav misa. On the other hand, let's say it would have just said the heavy duty stuff and it wouldn't have said the light stuff. I would have said, well, maybe on the chamurot, you're chayav something, but on the kalot, you're potter totally. That's why it needs to say kalot. So we need both of them. Now, can you please tell me what light and heavy is referring to? My kalot or my chamurot? Now, this is what bothers me about this braita. Kalot could be referring to the item that you're going to be eating, right? So kalot would refer to the maaser sheni, and the chamurot would referring to truma. Okay, let's assume that for a moment. Let's say that's what the braita is saying. So then what does it say? It's saying that I would have thought, if it hadn't said the chamurot, I would have said that truma is chayev in misa. What do you mean, I would have said? It is chayev in misa. What are you talking about? Hashtanami, it's b'misa. That's the din. And then you're saying, and if it wouldn't have said it, I would have thought that it's b'misa. First of all, it is b'misa. But secondly, how in the world would you have thought it was misa if it didn't say it? Where would you have learned it from? You would have learned it from Meiser? How can you learn out from Meiser something that's more than Meiser? Meiser itself is not Chayav Misa. So how could you apply a din and say, well, for sure, Truma must be Misa? That is called, remember this famous Gavi rule, Dayo lavo min adin liyot ki nadun. You can't get more information out than the information and you put in. And therefore, you cannot say, well, I mean, if Meiser is Chayav Alav, shouldn't Truma be Chayav Misa? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But how could you possibly derive Misa from on Truma, from Alav on Meiser, if it doesn't say anything about the Misa on Meiser? So that doesn't make sense either. Okay, so then maybe it's not referring to the level of what you're eating, chomor being truma and kal being meiser. Maybe it's referring to the level of the tuma and the kal being tumas sheretz and the chomor being tumas mace. So maybe that's what it means. Let's try to read the braitza like that, okay? So, says the Gemara, ela kalot would mean tumas sheretz, chomorot would mean tumat mate. All right, but now, I mean, what are we talking about? Are we talking about eating truma in that state or eating meiser in that state? But mine. So let's take it one by one. Is it talking about truma? So that can't be talking about truma because, as we just saw, you would be chayav misa b'dei shamayim on either of those, kala or chamura. So I don't understand what you'd be saying. I would have thought that. I mean, the din is that you are chayav on both tumas eretz and the tumas mace. It's exactly the same. And furthermore, what you said is, I would have said that it was Chayav Misa, but therefore it says the Chamurot to tell me that what? That you're not Chayav Misa? That you're Chayav Alav? That's not true. You're Chayav Misa. So that's ridiculous. B'misahi. Okay. So then maybe it's not talking about Achilas Truma. Maybe it's talking about Achilas Meiser. Okay. Let's see you fit that in to the Brisa, because it sure don't make sense to me. What is it saying then? If it wouldn't have mentioned chamurot, so it didn't say anything about truma, then to my space, then I would have said that ala chamurot b'mita, I would have said that, well, if it wouldn't have said it, I would have thought that maybe you would be chayev on tumas mace, you would be chayev misa. I don't understand. The only information that's given is sheretz. And sheretz is not misa. So how could you learn out a not misa from Tumas Sheretz to a yes misa in Tumas Meis if you don't have any information about misa at all? Dayo lavo min hadin leyot kinidon. So obviously, if it's referring to Sheretz or Meis, then it's not referring to eating miser. And we just showed it's not referring to eating truma. So what the heck is it referring to? This price is crazy. And Ziri comes and explains it brilliantly. And this is what Ziri says. Look, kalot is actually tumat sheretz. And chamurot is tumat meit. But you don't understand what the bright is trying to do. What it's saying is, let's say that the case would have been tumat sheretz only, the kalot, right? And let's say that it would have mentioned both Meiser and Truma, what the dinim were in Tumas Sheretz. And it would not have mentioned the din of Tumas Meis. Now, I would have said, okay, what's the information that we have available to us in the event that we know that there's the din of Iser on a lav on eating Meiser and a din of Misa on eating Truma? But we wouldn't have been told what the din is of Tumas Meis. The whole parsha would have been limited to Tumas Sheretz. Here's the mistake that I could have made. I would have said to myself, look, the kalot al hakalot, so a low level of Tuma, meaning Sheretz, on a low level of Iser, meaning Meiser, is only belav. That's what it says here in the parsha, and that is true. And that is it, all the information I would have had. Okay. But I also would have known that in the event of eating truma, there would have been a chiyuv of misa, even for a tumas sheretz. You know what I would have said? I would have said, look, if one of the factors, there's two factors to take into consideration, the level of the chumrah of what I'm eating and the level of the chumrah of my tuma. So I would have said, if the Torah tells me that a tuma kala on a Kedusha Chamura is Bemisa, which is true. If you eat Truma, which is a Kedusha Chamura, with a Tuma Kala, then the din is that Yomutu Boki Yechaleluhu. But then that would be true also in the inverse. If one of the factors, the case of the, this case, the Truma, one of the factors is that the level of the Tuma, I meant not Truma. The level of the Tuma is Tuma's Meis, so it's Chamuras, and the level of the Kedusha is Kal. It would also be Bemisa, because I would think not to derive it from a Kal v'Chomer, but rather to say that straight out what the Torah is telling me is that wherever you have two factors, then you need basically to match the factors in either direction. So therefore, I'd say, what are the two factors that the Torah are discussing here? The level of Tuma and the level of Kedusha. And what is the information that the Torah is giving us here? The low level of Tuma and the difference between that low level of Tuma as to eating Meiser, which is a lav, or eating Truma, which is Koras. Why doesn't the Torah tell me what the din is? Of course it does. I'm saying what we would have said. Why doesn't the Torah tell me what the din is b'misa? Must be because we're left to our own devices to recognize that this is a two-factor halacha, and therefore the Torah is saying, okay, I'm giving you all the information you need. If one of the factors is chomer, then it's misa. Okay, so you're telling me if one of the factors, namely the level of kedusha, truma, then it doesn't matter what the other one is, it's misa. Okay, the other way around is also true. If one of the factors, the tuma, is chumra, meis, then if you're eating even the kedusha kala, since one of the factors is a chumra, it's misa. That's what it's saying. So I would have thought that it's insufficient in some information because it would have been suggesting to me that there would be a chiv on misa to be derived from the misa on truma because the fact is that the Torah has made the two-factor assumption here by very specifically ignoring what the din is of a tuma chamura. Therefore, I need to know both kala and chamura to understand that across the board, even if the tuma is chamur, The halacha is always only lav and not misa by the lower level kedusha meiser, and the halacha is across the board, whether it's kal or chomer on the tuma end. The other factor will determine truma is always with a chiev misa bidei shamayim. That's what the Braita means, and that's why it was playing fast and smooth with the concept of Kala and Chamura, because basically there were two completely different meanings to this Kala v'Chamura, and the Braita is showing you beautifully how those two different meanings tie into each other. Okay, now that we understand the a brilliant shot of Ziri, let's move on to the next piece of the Mishnah. So what's the next piece of the Mishnah? The very important rule. If there's no matirin, there's no pigle. So kol sheyesh lo matirin bein la'adam ben limizbeach, chayavin alav mishum pigle. If something has something else that's matirin, then that thing can become pigle and you'd be chayav. But if the thing is itself its own matir, doesn't have a different matir, then there's no way to be machayev you pigo for eating it. That's what the Braita says. Let's take a look and see if we can know the mocker for that halacha. Tana Rabbana. So we have this Braita that gives us basically the understanding of one of our favorite psukim that we darshaned at such length earlier in terms of the Iker Din of Pigel, ve'im e'achol ye'achel mi'bisar zevach shlom av b'yom ha'shlishi, etc., etc., and that's the lo ye'ratzeh, the lo ye'chashev, and the Pigel ye'yeh, v'nichrus ha'nefesh, all of the dinim were learnt out of that wonderful pasuk. Now, the Braita goes ahead and is mefarish that pasuk, and it starts from the middle here. The beginning of the Braita was very simple. And the beginning of the Braita said, you might think that you're only chayev pigol if it's a carbon shlomim, because after all, that's what we're talking about over here. Never a hint of pigol anywhere else. So it starts off, you might think you're only chayev on shlomim. That's why it said, from the pasuk that we just had before, v'yinazru mikat shei b'nei Yisrael. Later on, we're going to be learning out Noser from Tuma and Pigel, both of them with the famous Gezerah Shavah that we'll be talking about a number of times. Chilol Chilol relates Noser to the dinim of Tuma, and Avon Avon relates Pigel to Noser, which we'll talk about. The Braita introduces that, and then it continues on from that point forward. So once we know that, let's continue with the next words. Oh, eno mevi ela kayotze bishlamim. Maybe the pasuk means to tell us what the din is only of the carbon shlamim. How would you know that it refers to anything that's not like a shlamim? And I should say, it has to at least be something that's like shlamim. And why like shlamim? Because we're going to see we have a klal proto klal here, as we'll see later. So just like shlamim are special in that they are the model for a carbon that is eaten for 2 days and the night in between. So then, maybe the only things that you're chayef pigel on are kol ne'achal l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. But how do we know that things that are eaten only for 1 day? I mean, how about a korban tona or a korban chatos or an asham? How do we know that they're also chayav pigel? Talmud Lomar, that's why it adds the pasuk, im he'achol ye'achel mi'bisar zavach shlamav. Why does it say mi'bisar? You could just say, im he'achol ye'achel mi'zavach shlamav. So the basar includes any korban that has edible basar. And therefore, I now know that all of the other karbonas, well, not all, well, almost all of the other karbonas would be pigo. But I don't know ola, though, because, I mean, I only know kol shishi aravne echalim, only those karbonas that have basar that is eaten. How about a karbon ola? A karbon ola doesn't have any basar that's eaten. A karbon ola is put entirely on the mizbeah. So kol shishi arav ne'achalim, but what do we do about a karbon oila? Maybe there's no din of pigel on a karbon oila because ain't shi arav ne'achalim. minayin? How do we know that even a korban oila is subject to the dinim of pigo? Talmud Lomar, that's why it also says mibesar zevach shlamav. So now we know anything that has basar, all types of other korbanas, and as long as it was a zevach. But zevach means shchita. How do we know there's a din of pigo on menachos? There's no shchita of a korban mincha. How do we know that there's a din of pigo even on a korban of ofot? Because there's no shchita, and therefore there's no zvicha. The meaning of zvicha is shchita. And that's the zavachta kasher tziviticha. Obviously, it's all of the dinim of shchita. So how would we know that there is also not only pigo on asham? We start with shlomi. Not only pigo on an asham and a teida and a chatas, which are only eaten for one day. And not only on a karban eila, which is put entirely on the mizbeach, but even on a bird which doesn't have a shchita at all, and even on menachos. And for that matter, I'm going to get to the point where I'm going to even include the log shemen shel mitzora in the dinim of pigo, which we said yesterday, Aliba the Rebbe Meir, that you're chayev on the log shemen shel mitzora. How do I know to extend pigo to such a crazy breadth if all I was given was the din of pigo when it came to a korban shlamim? Talmud Lomar, therefore, since, as we just read that pasuk at the beginning, before we started the daf, it says, Asher heim makdishim li, that means that these dinim are the same for anything which is given as a kedusha directly to me, meaning kedusha saguf, and that includes everything, and it applies to every type of carbon that there is. Okay, but wait a minute. That pasuk was not referring to pigo. We read that pasuk at the beginning of today's daf in Emor, and what was it referring to? It was referring to tuma. That was the whole thing. I don't understand. How do you take the pasuk that we were reading at the beginning of today's daf, which had to do with the Isra of Tuma, and we went through that whole braita, which we didn't realize were going to be part of the discussion of daf later. We thought we would just mention that braita because, after all, Rava was talking about Ziri's brilliance. Now it turns out it's a good thing we learned that braita because, actually, the dinim are derived from that same pasuk. So, how does that tell me anything about pigo? That pasuk was talking about tuma. Ah, that's because, as the braita here mentioned in the part that we didn't read, we learn out notar. We know that then that notar is across the board because the word chilol appears both in the dinim of notar and in tuma. And we learn out pigo out of notar with avon avon. These are very fundamental limudim, which we're going to be discussing about the whole issue of lamedim lamad min halamad, because it sure sounds like we're starting over here with one type of limud and we're learning out another limud from it. How do we do all of that? This is all going to be discussed later on in the Gemara. And here are the psukim. We have the pasuk that we just read. V'yinazru mikatshei b'nei Yisrael. And that's binogea tuma lo yechalalu. That is chilol. The word chilol appears also by notar. That's the famous Zereshava of chilol, chilol, comparing truma to notar. Now, when it comes to the relationship to pigol, how do we get the pigol? Well, it says by notar that Kodesh Hashem Chilel, but it also begins with the words Avono Yisak Ki Kodesh Hashem Chilel. And by pigol, it says HaNefesh Ochelet Mimenu Avonat Yisa. So that means that we can actually come, use one Gzeira Shava, and use that to teach me through another Gzera Shava, even though it's a Lomad Min HaLomad. Later on, we're going to see that indeed a Lomad Min HaLomad, in this case, a Gzera Shava to a different Gzera Shava, is indeed an acceptable Limud. And that's what we're using here. Okay, now, let's just go back to the Bright. It continues the Bright. Now, since in the end, every different thing is included because of chilul chilul and oven oven, right? So, I mean, if every different type of carbon is included, why did the Torah stress davka shalomim? I mean, there's got to be something that's not included. What was the reason to make shalomim the motto? Me'akash is so fuller about kol davar. So now I don't understand the point of making shlomim in the middle of everything. That's exactly the mokar of our Mishnah. Lomar lecha ma shlomim miyuchadim sheyesh lematirim bein la'adam, bein la'mizbeach. The point of shlomim is that it's the model of something that has matirin. It has matirin for the achila of the bilim of the meat of the korban. It has matirin to be able to put the emurim on the mizbeach, and so too, the din of pigul is limited only to those things that follow the model of shlomim. Kol sheyesh lo matirin bein la'adam bein la'mizbeach hayaven aleihem mishum pigul. Without a matir, you are not chayav. So, that's why our Mishnah says, and this is not part of the Braita, this is now the Gemara showing the implications of the Lima that we just had in the Braita to what our Mishnah said. So the Mishnah listed Ola, correct. That's because it has a Matir. Its Dam is Matir, its Basar on the Mizbeach. And therefore, the Korban becomes Pigul. And now if you eat any of it, then you're going to be dealing with Achilas Pigul. Remember, what you eat is not the same thing as the object of the pigul, necessarily, obviously. So once the carbon becomes pigul, the part that you eat is going to be chayev, even if it was not meant for achilas adam. So we've got a matir for Ela. The dam allows the buster to be put on the mizbeach. The dam allows the or to be given to the kohanim. Let's take the next case in the Mishnah. Ola ta'of, correct. The dam of the ola ta'of is matir, the actual burning of the Ola Ta'of on the Mizbeach. Okay, the Chata Ta'of, yes. The Dam is Matir, the Kohanim, to eat the Basar of the Chata Sa'of, even though nothing is put on the Mizbeach. Okay, and what about the Purim and Israfim? And the Sirim and Israfim? I mean, they're all burnt up anyway, not on the Mizbeach, so what's the Dam Matir there? Ah, the Dam is Matir, the Emurim, to be brought on the Mizbeach. Okay, so once that's the case, if we've got a matir, then in the event that you didn't burn them up and you ate them yourself, you'd be chayav for pigul. Because there was a dam, which was a matir. There was an object that was going to be done outside of its zman. What's that referring to? Whatever we were being matir, the emurim. And then there's the thing that you're eating, which in this case was whatever you decided to eat of it. Okay, and this now, I'll continue how the Braita explains the Mishnah beautifully. That is exactly why Motziani, that limud from Shlomim, excludes the Kometz, it excludes the Lavona, because those do not have a Matir, excludes the Ketoret, excludes Minchat Kohanim, which are entirely burned on the Mizbeach without Kmitza, and therefore there is no specific matir. There's a Minchas Kohen Mashiach, which is also a specific type of Minchas Kohanim. There's the Minchas Nesachim, which we saw before was a machlokas, whether it means only if they're brought together with the Zevach, not if they're brought on their own. Only if they're brought on their own, but not if they're brought with the Mincha. That was a machlokas of Rabbi Meir with the Chachamim. And the Dam itself, which doesn't have any other matir, it is the matir. Beautifully, everything is explained just by this simple pasuk. Masha Ein Kein, based again on the Machlokes in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you know why the Torah uses Shlomim as a model? It's to tell me that just like Shlomim are unique in the sense that it has definitely Dam on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and that's why you're chayav on it for pigul. So too, wherever you have korbanos that are brought on the mizbeach achitzon, as opposed to all of those parim anisrafim and the seirim anisrafim, if the dam is put on the mizbeach achitzon, then chayav on lo mishum pigul. but certainly not. How do you extend a model like Shlomim to something that is so different that it isn't actually brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon at all? Yatzu Purim HaNisrafim, En Tzirim HaNisrafim, Ho'yiv She'inam HaMizbeach HaChitzon G'Shlomim. There you're definitely not Chayev. And that is Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, consistent with this explanation of Rabbi Shimon's approach in the Bright. Okay, let's start at the beginning of the Bright to make sure we understand it. Amar, you said, maybe we should only be marbe things that are similar to a korban shlomim. How do we know to be marbe other korbanos? When you say similar to shlomim, what exactly were you referring to? Are you referring to a bechor? Because, I mean, yes, it's true that the bechor is eaten, shnei yomi v'layla echad. So you say, in the Braita, maybe only things that are eaten, l'shnei yomi v'layla echad. Okay, I mean, just interested, like, what are those things? I mean, not many things are like shlomim like that. So I guess you're referring to a bechor, right? Okay, can you explain to me, given shlomim, how would you have known that the bechor is also chayev? Bechor is not as chomer for as shlomim is. Remember all of the special dinim of the shlomim that are more chomer than bechor, because we started off with that at the beginning of the Masechet. We talked about if you have a machshava shelo lishma of something that is chomer, and you have a machshava to make it kal. That was one of the examples. A bechor is not as chomer as shlomim. Why? Well, tell me how you want to learn it out from shlomim. You want to say, well, I mean, mamatzino b'shlomim. I mean, it's logically the same, isn't it? No. There's tremendous difference. Ikel mifrach, all of the questions that we asked before in the first parak. Ma'al shlomim, remember, shlomim require nisachim, require smicha, require the tnuf of the chazav and shok. There's no such thing with a bechor. There's no smicha, there's no nisachim, there's no tnufas chazav and shok. So how exactly would you want to learn out from shlomim that bechor, just because it's the same as shlomim that it's eaten for 2 days, is chayev in pigel when it doesn't have any of the chumers of shlomim? So that can't be a mamatzino. I'll tell you, we were going to learn it out of a klal prado klal. And that is yet another wonderful diuk in one of our favorite psukim. Ve'im he'achel ye'achel. Mibesar zevach shlamav by yom hashlishi. So, ime achel yeachel are two klalim, right? If you eat. If you eat. Anything that's edible. So that is basically klal. And then it says shlamav. And it means dafka the shlamim. So I would have said it's a klal prado klal. And therefore, the Torah is being marbeh through a achel yachel, even anything else that's similar to a shlomim, and that would be a bechor. Wait a minute, where's a klal prat or klal? What I see over here is a klal klal or prat. Hey, achel yachel, that's klal klal, mipsar zevach shlomav is prat. Yes, that's true, but remember what we learned before? Omer Ravina, it's like they say in Eretz Yisrael, כל מקום שאתה מוצא שתי כללות הסבוכים לזה לזה, התל פרט ביניהם ודונם בכלל ופרט. So we learned before that there's no difference between a klal prat or klal and a klal klal or prat. Take the prat, stick it between the two klal, and you get yourself a klal prat or klal. So then that means the beginning of this drasha is all based on a klal prat or klal. And then when we added, how do we know other things, and we were medayek, bizarre, and we were medayek zevach, besides the word shlomav, we broadened a klal prat uklal, not stam or marba other things, and we now were able to take it all the way, because of the avain and chilo, to even include luk shem and shomatsora from the words asher he magdishim li, anything at all, it extends across all things that are kedoshim li. Okay, continues the Braita. And how do I get all the way to Lud Shemen Shalmitzorah, that there's a din of pigel. Wait, just hold on a second. We had a machlokas before about that, right? Whether there is, in fact, we had two machlokas in the Mishnah. And one was talking about Lud Shemen Shalmitzorah, and the other was talking about the Nesachim. And the question was, if they're brought with the Zevach, or if they're not brought with the Zevach. And that was Machlokas, according to the Chachamim. Since, theoretically, they don't need to be brought with the Zevach, they don't have a matir, because you see you don't need the dam. Whereas Rabbi Meir said, well, it's contingent on the case. If they are brought with their Zevach, then they do have a matir. And if they're not brought with the Zevach, they don't have a matir. That's how we understood the Mishnah. So all of a sudden, this Braita doesn't even take that into consideration. It just says, and let's take this all the way to include Lo Kshaman Shamitzora. Who's that going like? Well, obviously, that's going according to Rabbi Meir, right? Well, we said that. The Tanya, Lo Kshaman Shamitzora, Chayavina La Mishon Pigo, Devei Rabbi Meir. Aha! I knew you were going to say it's like Rabbi Meir. Now I gotcha. So now take a look at the last part of the Braita that I've been quoting, and take a look how the Braita messes itself up. Umotziani, it was the last part that we read in the Braita, that I'm going to exclude Nesachim. But according to Rabbi Meir, you don't exclude Nesachim, because Rabbi Meir says, the same way that you're chayav in a Lug Shem and Shem Mitzorah when it's brought together with the Asher Mitzorah, so too you'd be, because that has the matter in the carbon, so too you're chayav on the Nesachim. We had two machlokas in the Mishnah. Now, how the heck does the Braita paskin like Rabbi Meir when it comes to the Lug Shem and Shem Mitzorah, and then it paskins like the Chachamim when it excludes the Nesachim? And explain that. That's going like the Rabbanan. The Tanya, remember the whole discussion. What's the din of Niske Behema? Well, Rabbi Meir says, well, you're chayev pigel, because the dam of the Zevach is matir, the hakrava of the Nesachim. So that's a classic matir, divi Rabbi Meir. Well, Mrulo to the Chachomim said to Rabbi Meir, what do you mean it's a classic matir? If it's a classic matir, how do you explain the fact that halo adam meviet zvachav ayom nesachim ikan asura yomim? I don't understand. If you can bring your nesachim 10 days later, how is there a matir? They didn't even exist. I mean, a matir means that it's there, that you can sprinkle the dam on it. Now you're saying these nesachim didn't exist 10 days later or a month later. I'm going to bring them. So obviously, you do not need the matir. How do you explain that? Amar Lahem, Sir Rabbi Meir says, well, I say that if they are brought together with the Zevach, I'd say it's case-dependent. In the event that it is brought together with the Zevach, then there's the Matir is the Dam of the Zevach. Yes, you're right. If it's not brought together with the Zevach, then there's not a Matir. Fine. But I was only talking about Afani Lo Amarti, Ela Beba'im Ima Zevach. So how is it that the last part of the Braita goes according to the Chachamim, who argue on Rabbi Meir? Omer, Rabbi Yosef, I'll tell you, it's no contradiction. Because you know who the Braita is going according to? It's going according to Rabbi. And Rabbi has a very idiosyncratic approach to the dinim of the Shemen of the Lug Shemen Shemetzorah. The Braita's not saying that the Dam is what is Matir, the Lug Shemen. That would indeed be a contradiction to the next piece about the Nesachim. The Braita is talking about Rebbe Shita, and Rebbe Shita is that the Lug Shemen Shemitzorah Matinotav Shorule. It's the Matanot of the seven Zrikos towards the Heichal. Those seven Zrikos are what allow you to put the Lug Shemen Shemitzorah on the Ozno and Etzba'o and Etzbaraglo, and also afterwards Matir the Kohanim to drink and consume the Lug Shemen after you put what's left on your palm on the hair of the head of the Mitzorah. Give him a good rub down with that high-quality olive oil, and he'll thank you forever. And that's only mutter after you actually did the first seven Zrikos towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, So it has a mater, but I never said the mater is the dam. The mater is its own zrikas hashemen. And therefore, there's no problem whatsoever. Now, I see the handy's getting ready to go back into the forest, which will leave me with almost no one to talk to. I mean, this is like trying to make love to someone who is completely and totally unresponsive. It's the most awful kind of experience, and it's exactly what's going on. We're sitting here learning the most incredible things, and all you get is boredom. This is outrageous. You're trying to escape too, Andy? No. Okay, good. Man, oh man. And where's Ori? She's one of the only one who appreciates the daf. Okay. Yes, that's always where the potential lies. All right. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef says, thanks for coming back. This is a great help. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef says, it's not a problem. Who says it's going like Rabbi Meir? It's going like Rabbi. So the matanot are the reason that it has a mater. Where do I see that from? The Tanya. Log shemen shemetzorah. You are going to be mo'el in that. When you're mo'el on something, it means that it has a kedushas haguf that is miyuchad la shemen, is not usable yet by anyone else. And it says over here that you're mo'eling bo until the zrikas hadam. Once you're zorik the dam, you're not allowed to be nene from it, min rabbanan, but there's no me'ila because the dam was already materit. Rebbe says, no. You're mo'el on it until you actually do the sheva zrikos towards the Kodesh HaKodashim. The Tanakama and Rebbe agree. You're certainly not allowed to eat it lechatchila, achitin matan sheva and matan bonas. So that's exactly the point. Rebbe Shita is that since it's clear that it's going to be usur until you perform the special din of sprinkling seven times towards the Kodesh HaKodashim, which the Pasuk says. Okay, so then he obviously holds that there's a new din of matir. Amruah kameda Rabbi Yirmiyah. So when they said over what Rabbi Yosef said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, he couldn't believe it. You know, I never thought that a great person like Rabbi Yosef could say something so ridiculous. Gavra Rabak Rabbi Yosef Lema Kaha Milza? I don't understand. How can he possibly say that according to Rebbe, it means that the Zrika is the Mefagel of the Zrika of the Lug of the Shemen itself? What would be the din if the Lug that is coming all on its own, meaning what? Well, the din is you could bring the Lug Shemen Shemetzorah a month later. You're not mechuyev to bring it to, I mean, yes, that's convenient to do it that way, but you're not mechuyev to do it that way. If you bring the Luk Shemen Shal Metzorah later, you complete the Zrika for the Metzorah, and you complete the Dinim of being Materim, if it's coming all on its own. Now, there's nobody who says, in that case, that there's any Dam to be Materit, like the Chachamim over here. It becomes Mutter as soon as you do those matanais, right? Everybody agrees to that. That just because something becomes mutter after you do something else does not mean that it's a matir. We've seen that many times already. There's an order of how you bring things, and the order does not mean that because you need to do A before B, that A is the matir of B. So all that Rabbi Yosef is saying over here is that you need to do A before B. That's all he's saying. You need to do the Zrika before you can do the actual application to his body or before the Kohanim are allowed to eat. Why does that mean it's a matir? A matir is a matir, meaning a matir of a zevach. And because everybody agrees that you must do the matanais first. And nonetheless, we see that they don't hold that it's pigo. The Tanya. Log shemen shemetzorah chayovan alav mishum pigo, mipnei shedam matiro lebehonot divrei Rebbe Meir. Amru lo leRebbe Meir alo adam mevi hashamoa achshav lug mikan vad asar yomim. The same conversation we had about the Nesachim. And Rebbe Meir said, yes, of course, I only am talking about a case where it came together with the asham. Of course, if it's brought on its own, it's not going to be chayav pigo. So what do you see from here? Nobody says you're chayav pigel if you bring it on its own. Not Rebbe Meir, not the Rabbanan, Nonetheless, everyone has agreed that you need to first do the Zrika. So what does that mean? That even though you have to first do the Zrika, you cannot make it Pigel with that Zrika. So what are you confusing, Rabbi Yosef? Confusing the order of events with the Matir? It's not Matir. A Matir means the Matir in a Korban. So forget about Rabbi Yosef's approach. And let me tell you, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, I'll tell you what the meaning is in the Braita. You know, you've got a contradiction between the first part of the Braita, which is going like Rabbi Meir. The second part, the Nesachim, is going according to Rabbanan. It was obviously inserted in the Braita by mistake. Cut out the word Nesachim, that's all. Abaye says, no, you don't need to cut out words. Actually, this is a beautiful and brilliant Braita. Look at what the Braita has done. We have two cases, the case of Nesachim and the case of Log Shemen. They both share the same issues. And because of that, they both are Machlokas, Rabbi Meir, and the Chachamim. Is the fact that both of them, the Log Shemen Shel Metzora and the Nesachim, the fact that they can be brought at a completely different time, 10 days later, does that mean that the Dam is by definition not Matir them or not? That was the Machlokas, right? Now, this Braita that is seeking a very dense ability, which is La'olam, as we've said, Yilamed Adam et Tamidav Derech Kitzora. This is part of Torah Shebaal Peh. The maximal density that you can effectively achieve without confusing your learner is what you're mechuyev to do. And it's not just a technique, a literary technique. It's an absolute chiev to preserve the nature of Torah Shebaal Peh. So look what a brilliant job this Braita has done. It's absolutely marvelous, says Abaye. Look at these gross people ready to cut out a board of the Braita. Every word over here is gorgeous. There are two cases. One is the Lug Asham Shamatzar, and one is the Nesachim. So the Braita is giving us two examples of the type of thing that is case-dependent. Was it brought with the Zevach, or was it not brought with the Zevach? So by giving us two cases, it gives us four different dinim. That's what it's doing so beautifully. So the first part of the Braita talks about the Lug, and it says the Lug Shemen is Pigel. That's because it has a Matir, because it's referring to a case where it's coming with the Asham, from which I can derive that the same thing would be true about Nesachim if they're coming with the Zevach. Then I get to the next case where it says, well, Nesachim are not included. So I scratch my head and I say, huh? Didn't it just say before that the Lug Shemen is included? What's the difference between the Lug Shemen and the Nesachim? There isn't any. So what? No. Ah, of course. Here we must be talking about an example of something that was actually not brought with the Zevach. That's what it's saying. That if the Nesachim were boim bifnei atzmam, then there's no din of Pigel. Ah, so now I know that the first case, that would be true about the Lug Shemen if it was bo bifnei atzman. Now, is that a brilliant and concise way of telling me the halachas for non-dummies? Yes. And therefore, that's exactly what the Braita is doing, says Abaye. Marvelous understanding of that Braita. And one can only stand in awe of the lovely explanation. Now let's move on to the next piece of the Mishnah. The Chatas Ha'ov Dam is Matir the Basar for the Kohanim. You know what? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that the Kohanim are supposed to be eating the Chatas Ha'ov. As a matter of fact, I mean, it's a little weird that they eat the Chatas Ha'ov, isn't it? I mean, the Chatas Ha'ov is an Avela. Did you do Shechita for the Chatas Ha'ov? Huh? Did you? No. So how could the Kohanim eat the Chatas Ha'ov? Based on a Malika. I thought Malika was only something that's done to be Matir things for the Mizbeah. I mean, you're going to take a chicken in Kentucky Fried Chicken where some guy puts his thumb through the back of the neck and it kills the bird, and you're going to eat that as a kosher bird? Now, of course, you will remember that this is one of the big items that occurs twice in the Torah, and that is that the Kohanim are Osir ben Avela. Remember, it says, Lo yochlu ha-Kohanim, the Trefa ben Avela. What? Nobody's allowed to eat it. That's the issue, you see. There are nevelas that the Kohanim do eat, and that is Malika. And how do we know that? That's the question. Minani Mili, where does it ever say something like that? Ah, the Tani Levi. Well, remember that in the Parsha of Kerach, after Kerach tries to deprive the Kohanim of their specialty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we're going to make this extra special. I'm going to give you 24 different matanais just to make it very clear that this bum doesn't know what he's talking about and that Aaron HaKohen gets everything. And what does it say over there? Everything actually goes through all 24 matanais kahuna in Kerach. And it says there, Zeh yiyelecha mikodesh HaKodashim min ha'esh kol korbanam. L'kol minchatam, u'l'chol chatatam, u'l'chol ashamam. Whoa. Every one of these coals has got to be giving Barnea another piece of the action. Oh, he's not even here. I can't play games with Barnea. All right. So he's going to be giving the Kohanim another matana. Let's try to analyze what those coals are. The Tana Levi. So this is basically heaping coals on Korach's head for trying to deprive Aaron of his matanas, right? So let's take the kol korbanam. What is that coming to be marba? That's coming to be marba that the log shem and shomitzora is given to the kohanim for their salad dressing. Because salka daitecha mina, it says min ha'esh, zeyelecha min kodesh ha-kodeshim min ha'esh. So the log shem and shomitzora isn't put on any fires, so it shouldn't go to them. So, Sakadai the Chamina, since Mina Eshkata Rachmana, it excludes the Lok Shemen, because the Lok Shemen does not come from the Esh, and High Lav Motar Mina Eshu. Kamash Malan, that's why we need the first kol. Okay, including Lok Shemen. The second kol, Lekol Minchatam, that's coming to include even the Minchasa Omer, and even the Minchat Kanaut. These are the only two minachot that are brought from Seorim instead of Chitim. And they are brought for special purposes because the Minchas Kanaut is there in order to discover whether a woman had committed adultery. And the Minchas HaOmer is there in order to be matir the new grain, to be matir chadash, right? So, Sa'aka Daita Chamina, since it says, the Benogea, the Achilas Kayanim, back in Shmos, V'achlu Otam Asher Kupar Bahem. That was during the time of the Miluim. So it says over there that Aaron Ubonov have been given these karbonas because they were the ones who were mechaper with these karbonas. And that seems to say that only karbonas that are going to achieve kapara are given to Aaron Ubonov, but these aren't for kapara. Because Minchas HaOmer is coming to be Matir Chodesh, and Minchas Kanos is coming to figure out whether a woman committed adultery, but it's not coming as a kapora. Therefore, Kamash Malon, this extra kol to tell me, nope, everything, even including Omer and Minchas Sota. Next kol, Lekol Chatatam. Ah, Lekol Chatatam comes to include Chatas HaOv. That's our case. And this is the mokar for the statement here that the Kohanim eat the Chatas HaOv. Sa'akadai Techamina, if it hadn't said that extra kol, I would have thought, how can the Kohen be given the Chatas HaOv? It's a nevela, because you never did Shkita. That's why it says every single Chatas, man. That includes even a bird, even though it isn't shechted. And what's the next kol? L'kol HaShamam. What's that coming to be, Marba? That's coming to be Marba, an Asham Nazir, and an Asham Mitzora. The Asham Nazir is brought on for a Nazir who became Tomei. And the Asham Mitzora is brought in order to be Metayer the Mitzora. So I would have thought those Ashamot, those are not coming for Kapara. Those are coming, one of them is coming to allow the Nazir to restart his Naziris. And one of them is coming to allow the Mitzora to be able to eat Kodesh. And what does that have to do with Kapara? You're right. That's why that is a kol HaShamam, even to include that case. Okay, that's really beautiful, but the last piece I don't get. I mean, the Asham Mitzora, it says, Beferish, Ki Kechatata Ashamu LaKohen. It says Beferish that the Kohen gets the Asham. So what are you trying to tell me? I would have thought that he doesn't. I don't need the Kol to tell me that, do I? Oh, sorry. You're right. The correct Girsa would have been to say it this way. The Rabot Asham Nazir Ke Asham Mitzorah. That just like the Asham Mitzorah was included, the Kol Ashamam comes to include even the Asham Nazir, which is coming specifically for purposes of allowing the Nazir to start his Nazirut. And then continues the Pasuk. Asher Yashivu. What's the Ashivu lean? That's referring to the Gezel Ager. Remember the parsha of Gezel Ager and Naso. Somebody steals from an individual that does not have an heir. So as the Gemara points out, how could there be an individual without an heir? Only if a ger was Megayer and had no children. So then he has no heirs because he's not going to go back up to his non-Jewish family. And therefore, it was given to the Kohanim. That means it is considered to be chulin. It's yours. You can do whatever you want with it. Even to be Mekadesh as a Isha, which has to be your own money. And that would also be sufficient for it to be considered to be yours in this case. Wow. That's lovely. Okay, I don't want to keep you too long. We're already over our time. I had thought that we'd have enough time to continue all the way to the Mishnah, but I guess we should leave the next piece till tomorrow because we've got Shmuel Hanino over here and his blood pressure is starting to go up. I've got a little reading here on my Zoom. He's concerned that poor Makshirim is going to suffer. Nah, Richie says Makshirim's not going to suffer. We should go weiter. Look, it's up to you guys. Do we go to the Mishnah or do we do our Makshirim for the day? Who wants to go to the Mishnah?
Go to the Mishnah.
Oh my gosh. Makshirim's champion tells us to go to the Mishnah. Well, I'll be. Okay, then I say, let's do it, boys. We move ahead. So we just got through our beautiful limud about the halachas that understandably explain the dinim of the perfect 24 matanais, each one of which is merumas, and that explained, we only brought it in here, of course, because we were interested in the problem of the achilas kainim of chatas ha'of. Now, we have the very last piece. That was the machlokas, whether we're going to be mechayev, a din of pigol, on a carbon that is brought bifnim and then is burned. So we're talking about the sparim and the sirim and the srafim. And according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no way to be mechayev it because it's not similar to shlamim at all. Tanya, Rebbe Elazar, Mishum, Rebbe Yossi, not Haglili, but Mishum, Rebbe Yossi, in the event that you had a machsheves pigol, v'dover ha'nase b'chutz, like shlamim, then it's pigol. But if your machsheves pigol was done as something that was nase b'fnim, then it's not pigol. So, it sounds like Rabbi Shimon, but it's not Rabbi Shimon. Because over here, the Tana is going to explain that he's talking about the particular Aveda, not the nature of the Korban. According to Rabbi Shimon, we simply threw out any consideration of pigol if the Korban is a Korban that's nase bifnim. But the thing is, that there are avodas that can be done outside of the Heichal, and there are avodas that are done inside of the Heichal. There's achilas that are done inside the Heichal, and there are achilas. Remember, achila includes feeding even the Shiorei Hadam to the Mizbeach. We said that that's an achila that can be done outside of the Heichal. So according to Rebbe Elazar, the point over here is not what type of carbon it is, but rather what type of Aveda and what type of Achila it is. If the Aveda is an Aveda that's done Bifnim, or the achila is an achila that's done bifnim, then there's no pigel. But if it's an aveda that's done b'chutz for an achila that's done b'chutz, so then it is chayev, even if it's a korban that is brought bifnim. So that would mean, if you're bringing a seir, one of the seir on Yisrofim, or one of the seirim on Yisrofim, what are those? Who's ready to tell me what those are? Purim on Yisrofim, v'seirim on Yisrofim. Beep, beep, beep. Come on, guys, who's responding today? Man, oh man. That's a nice example. Is that as far as your brain stretches?
Seir HaNisrofim is for, Helim Dalir Shel Avodah Zarah.
Okay, another nice example. Keep going, man. So we've got the Parvasar of Yom HaKippurim. We've got the Seir HaAvodah Zarah. Keep going. Ori, what do you say?
Seir HaNasi?
Nope, Seir HaNasi is not brought bifnim. Sorry. Good try. Well, come on, man. Ah, oh, come off it. Come on. We've been learning this for the past 5 daf. We've said it 200 times. I mean, if you talked about the Seir HaAvodah Zarah, you got to talk about Moshe Reuven, Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, and Haset Purim or Seirim, or, yeah, or Par. Yeah, no, we didn't say. So say. He said. Okay. So those are the karbonis that are bifnim. But even if you're doing the karbon that's bifnim, the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, at least part of the halacha, is done b'chutz, right? That's the zrika that we do inside, only inside. But we also do a shvicha, and that's done outside. And then the things that are put on the Mizbeach, the Emurim, where are the Emurim burned? On the Mizbeach HaPnimi? No way, Jose, nothing is ever burned on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, so that is an Achila that's done b'chutz. So let me show you what I mean, says Rebbe Elazar Bishum Rebbe Yossi. When we talk about the Dover HaNaaseh Bifnim, Lo Pigel, Ketzad, what do I mean? So let's say, a kohen is standing outside of the Heichal. He's in the Chatzar, meaning in modern terms, that is to say, Beis Hamikdash terms, instead of Mishkan, he's standing in the Azora. And he says, I am about to do the Shechita of this para that is meant to be Nisraf with the Kavana to do the Hazoya tomorrow. Well, the Hazoya is an Avodah that's done Bifnim. And therefore, it's no Pigel, even though he is standing Bechutz. Because this is an example of a machshava that's done outside regarding something that you mean to do inside, and that's not pigel. Now, let's say you're standing inside, and you say, I am about to do this hazaya with the intent to bring the emurim on the Mizbeach HaChitzon tomorrow, or to be shofek shiraim on the yesod of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. I am going to be doing this tomorrow. Also, lo pigel. Why? Because you're doing the matir bifnim, this is a machshava bifnim on the zrika bifnim, in order to do something that indeed is done b'chutz, but you need to have both elements to be chayev pigel. So in the event that you're standing outside and you're about to do the shechita, and you say, I am shechting this par or this soyer in order to be shofech the shirayim l'mocher, or to be makter the emurim l'mocher on the mizbeach achitzain, yes, then it's pigel, because that's a machshava b'chutz, it's a machshava on a matir that's done b'chutz, on something that is actually consumed b'chutz, namely on the shvicha shirayim raktaras emurim on the mizbeach achitzain. Omer Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, where do we get this from? It's obviously not from the pasuk that Rabbi Shimon says that only the shlomim, which is bachutz, is the din of pigel, because then it would exclude the last case too. It is learnt out of the din of the par kohen mashiach, which is a par anisraf, which is brought bifnim. It says the strangest thing after telling me every last part of the korban that is supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, it mentions that the chelev is the chelev, which is kasher yuram mishor zevach hashlamim. Now, that's crazy, man. The zevach hashlamim doesn't add nothing here to the Par Kohen Mashiach. It says exactly what to take from the Par Kohen Mashiach. That's what we're talking about. The Oteret HaKaved and the Kloyot, remember? It says that. So what in the world do I need to mention the Zevach HaShlamim? V'chima, this, you see how Shlamim wheedles its way into everything? V'chima l'madnu mizevach HaShlamim. Tell me one thing that we learned out of the Zevach HaShlamim, huh? Now one thing. I challenge you. Therefore, the only reason to mention the Zevach HaShlamim is for one purpose. Makish, the Parker and Mashiach, L'shor Zevach HaShlamim, this is a hekesh that the Torah is making, to tell me, just like the Shor Zevach HaShlamim, both the Maisim that you're doing, the Matir, and the Machshava towards what you're thinking of, is all about the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So too, when it comes here to the Pigol of the Par Kohen Mashiach, it would only be regarding the Machshava and the Maisa that references the Mizbeach HaChitzon, that is to say, either the Shvich HaShirayim or the Akhtar HaSemurim. That's what you were thinking about doing Chutz Lizmano, and the Machshava had to be on something that you were doing Bachutz, such as the Shechita or the Kabbalah that's being done Bachutz. Om Reb Nachman, Om Rabba Baravua, Om Rav, brilliant. That indeed is how we paskin. We don't paskin not like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Shimon. We paskin exactly like Rabbi Elazar, who was quoting Rabbi Yossi. Om Rav, what do you mean halacha? Halavai, we should be nogea the halacha. Understand? Oh, we're talking over here that we have a Beis Hamikdash, you got to tell me the halacha. This is a term, Mr. Gavi, that is often used. Why do we paskin halacha b'nogea zman ha-mashiach? Since, as the Mefarshim say, why not ask Moshe Rabbeinu at the time? Or why not ask Eliyahu HaNavi? I mean, why do we need to worry about paskining for those that are greater than us anyway? Says Abaye, well, I understand. So what are you saying? We should throw out Masechet Zvachim? I mean, is that what you're saying? It's, I mean, after all, what do we need to learn Zvachim for? We could always figure it out at the time. I mean, that's insane. Omele Abaye, lemayata kol shitas kachim lo lisnei. Now we're canceling out Zvicha and Masechet Zvachim right now, and we don't have to worry about Daf Yomi. We can wait until after Menachos, till we get the Chulin. Is that what you're saying? I mean, it's all Hilchot HaMashiach. I mean, obviously, drosh v'kabel sachar, the Torah is its own reward. So, hachanami, drosh v'kabel sachar. Why in the world would you be claiming that there's a problem, am I telling you? Says Rebbe, what's the matter with you? I'm not telling you not to learn the sugya. I'm asking you why we need to make a psak halacha. Halacha, lomali, why do we need hilchata? That's the question. Others say, halacha, I mean, I'm only referring to the halacha problem. Not learning, of course we learn Kachin. And that brings us to tomorrow's Richie's beginning. And I'm sure that has made Richie very, very happy as he stood by for this Mishnah, not wanting to be surprised by a new Mishnah tomorrow. Okay, everyone, thank you very much for allowing me this extra time. We zoomed all the way back from the middle of the previous daf, and we got ahead to the middle of this daf, so we really did a daf and a half, so not bad. Okay, take care then. Have a wonderful, wonderful day filled with Besurot Tovot, filled with Chazora, and what's now, what's Shmu making problems for? He wants to do the Mishnah also?
No, I've said plenty of time to do lots of Mishnahs tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Bezrat Hashem? You never know. We've got a handy out of the forest, and he's raising a hand, I think.
Doesn't Zvachim mean Shlamim? Always?
It relates to Shlamim, but Zevach today meant other Zvachim, specifically. Psar Zevach Shlamav, Zevach is Rabbis Chatas Vashem, and so on. Okay, Rabbosai, let's wait and see if we get more data. Kol tov, everyone. Thank you.